This audio program has been produced by YBM. All rights reserved.
Listening test. In the listening test, you will be asked to demonstrate how well you understand spoken English. The entire listening test will last approximately 45 minutes. There are four parts, and directions are given for each part. You must mark your answers on the separate answer sheet. Do not write your answers in your test book. Part 1. Directions. For each question in this part, you will hear four statements about a picture in your test book. When you hear the statements, you must select the one statement that best describes what you see in the picture. Then, find the number of the question on your answer sheet and mark your answer. The statements will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Look at the example item below. Now, listen to the four statements.
A. They're moving some furniture.
B.
They're entering a meeting room.
C.
They're sitting at a table.
D.
They're cleaning the carpet.
Statement C,
they're sitting at a table,
is the best description of the picture, so you should select answer C and mark it on your answer sheet. Now, part 1 will begin. Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1 in your test book. A.
He's standing on a rug.
B.
He's turning a doorknob.
C.
He's climbing a ladder.
D.
He's painting a wall.
Number 2. Look at the picture marked number 2 in your test book. A.
Some shirts have been hung on a clothing rack.
B.
A light fixture is attached to a column.
C.
Some boxes of clothing have been set on the floor.
D.
Some merchandise is on display in a store.
Go on to the next page. Number 3. Look at the picture marked number 3 in your test book. A.
The woman is putting some papers into a file folder.
B.
The woman is typing on a keyboard.
C.
The woman is seated in front of a computer.
D.
The woman is holding a cup.
Number 4. Look at the picture marked number 4 in your test book. A.
Some employees are washing some windows.
B.
A shopper is carrying a package.
C.
Some shopping carts have been lined up in a row.
D.
Some products have fallen on the ground.
Number 5. Look at the picture marked number 5 in your test book. A.
Snow is being cleared away.
B.
Bricks are being arranged on a walkway.
C.
Tree branches are being trimmed.
D.
A shovel is leaning against a flower pot.
Number 6. Look at the picture marked number 6 in your test book. A.
A potted plant is hanging above a window.
B.
There is a lamppost in front of a building.
C.
Some chairs have been arranged in a line.
D.
Some bricks have been piled on a patio.
Go on to the next page. Part 2. Directions. You will hear a question or statement and three responses spoken in English. They will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Select the best response to the question or statement and mark the letter A, B, or C on your answer sheet. Now, let us begin with question number 7. Number 7.
Who's covering for Ms. Hamada?
A.
Yes, it may rain later.
B.
No, I have enough.
C.
Her assistant.
Number 8.
Where is the fashion seminar?
A.
It's in room 235.
B.
No, the black one.
C.
Just some blouses.
Number 9.
Why do we have to put on safety goggles?
A.
No, the door on your left.
B.
Because of safety regulations.
C.
A hat and a scarf.
Number 10.
What did you do for Mr. Sugiyama's retirement party?
A.
I helped decorate the room.
B.
He's not tired.
C.
Try the file cabinet.
Number 11.
Can I take another bottle of water?
A.
If there are any left.
B.
An old refrigerator.
C.
No, the clock is fast.
Number 12.
Isn't this the last train out?
A.
A round-trip ticket to New York.
B.
The office next door.
C.
No, there's one more.
Number 13.
What was the highlight of your visit to the city this weekend?
A.
Definitely the art museum.
B.
Sorry, I already have plans.
C.
Yes, the guidebook was helpful.
Number 14.
When was that news story about the merger published?
A.
A few weeks ago.
B.
A reporter from the Springfield News.
C.
No, I think that's the right address.
Number 15.
We need to install a security system at the office.
A.
It's a new ID badge.
B.
Yes, I think that's a good idea.
C.
I bought some light bulbs.
Number 16.
Where are the job fairs being held?
A.
I'll take 7 of them.
B.
There's a list in the folder.
C.
Okay, I can drive.
Number 17.
When can we use the new color printer?
A.
This afternoon.
B.
Okay, that's good to hear.
C.
Sure, I can take a photograph.
Number 18.
Could you order some more paper plates?
A.
Thanks for the invitation.
B.
He got a job at the restaurant.
C.
We have enough for 3 months.
Number 19.
Should I pick up the food order for Ms. Santos?
A.
Let's meet next week.
B.
Yes, if you have the time.
C.
I don't cook with vegetable oil.
Number 20.
Why don't you distribute this flyer around the office?
A.
Sure, that's a great idea.
B.
Our flight's been canceled.
C.
I'll take the elevator.
Number 21.
How often do you go to concerts?
A.
I ride my bicycle to work every day.
B.
No, he's not a professional musician.
C.
I don't have a lot of free time.
Number 22.
Do you want me to fix the printer in your office?
A.
An official document.
B.
Yes, that would be helpful.
C.
I printed it on both sides.
Number 23.
Will the company's warehouse be built in the city or farther out?
A.
It'll be in the city.
B.
Yes, he's wearing a red sweater.
C.
2 square kilometers.
Number 24.
The taxi has finally arrived.
A.
Oh, did it get stuck in traffic?
B.
Thanks, but I already have some.
C.
It's their final offer.
Number 25.
How can we train all the new team members?
A.
Yes, I worked on those.
B.
It wasn't as long as we thought.
C.
People like watching videos.
Number 26.
The party is supposed to start at 6 p.m., right?
A.
I added her name to the guest list.
B.
No, the invitation said 7.
C.
Because the party decorations were expensive.
Number 27.
Does the manager want us to pick up the supplies or have them delivered?
A.
She'll be here soon.
B.
You dropped your pen.
C.
You're right about that.
Number 28.
Has Jacob come into the office today?
A.
His briefcase is on his desk.
B.
Yes, it is a nice office.
C.
I can come in for just a minute.
Number 29.
Are you joining the team for today's briefing?
A.
My top client is in town.
B.
Vittorio's Pizzeria.
C.
I enjoyed that film.
Number 30.
I'm organizing a healthy eating program at the office.
A.
She studied at that theater program.
B.
Right beside the new projector.
C.
Do you need any help with it?
Number 31.
Is your car expensive to repair?
A.
The largest model available.
B.
Only a few more times.
C.
It's been running perfectly since I bought it.